you there? What did you do? It looks like your poverty connection is like one. You've got like one bar. There you are. Hey.
It's always a struggle.
Okay.
My phone is having some symptoms. I think my phone may have been vaccinated, Zane.
Yeah, it's definitely sick. Now, I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Oh, my God.
The audience wants to see your beautiful face.
I can see myself.
Yeah. Okay. There you are. There you are.
You see me?
Yeah. Yeah. You look like a Pistons cheerleader or a ball boy.
Well, I'd like to have some of those boys' balls, if you know what I mean.
What the fuck?
I mean, there's some good looking men on that team.
There absolutely are some good looking men. You know, in West Michigan, we no longer have the Pistons affiliate. We have the Denver Nuggets.
So weird.
Did you watch the football game last night?
I did.
How about that freaking great game?
Tom Brady is he's not human, man. Something about kind of a gangly, tall, white guy who isn't an elite athlete, but he's got it between the ears and the skill. And I mean, he gets it done, man. It's pretty wild. I feel like my whole life, since I can remember, that guy's been winning.
It's one of the most bonkers stories, the fact that, you know, I mean, because I think that when he left the Patriots, that was a great thing. It's like, okay, so what's it going to be? Is it going to be is Belichick the one?
Right.
Or is it Brady? And clearly it's Brady, right?
And I'll be honest, I was one of the guys who was like, well, he's good, but Belichick is the brains of the operation, and he might have been, benefiting from the system, and now he's going to be in a new offense on a new team, and he's old, and I thought he was going to fall flat on his face, but I couldn't have been
right
more wrong. Like, I looking back in hindsight, I look equally as dumb as someone who stormed the Capitol.
What? No, we'll probably get into more of that political shit, because there's plenty to talk about.
There is. I woke up this morning to people saying we don't live in a free country anymore. I had to Google it, like, we don't?
That's so great. Joshua says, who's this clown? He is no doubt, that's an insult towards my friend Adam.
You know what? There's a lot of clowns who make a good living entertaining people. So I actually take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Now, Joshua is a longtime fan and friend. I love him dearly. He's no doubt assuming you're a jackass because you got medicine in your body.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I also get medicine in my body for cancer that I've had twice now.
Yeah.
And not only do I have to get the treatments for cancer, but then I have to pay for them. Fortunately, I have insurance, so it's not as bad as it could be. But we still live in a country that the health care could probably be better. And because I've had the perspective of someone who's had to think about their own mortality, I have a hard time bitching about things. As easy as wearing a mask or getting a vaccine to potentially help others not get sick or even die. So
I think we're at an interesting spot because I'm actually quite happy about the way the world is right now in terms of discussing this. And this is what I mean by that, because I think that it should be okay. And I think that if you say, get it, you're a dumb shit if you don't, I think that's fine. And if I say it, it's fine. And I think that the fucking morons who say that we are morons, I think that's, I don't hold anything against those morons. I love them dearly.
Right.
But they're wrong. And I think that the freedom to say it without worrying that, oh, we might hurt our audience's feelings. We're way past that shit, right?
Well, it's just, listen, if you don't want to get it, hey, don't get it. But like many people have said, if you do then get sick and you refuse to get the vaccine, you should be at the bottom of the hospital's priorities.
Right? Yes, I'll go a step further, saying they should be forced to get it. And if they somehow evade the paramilitary maneuver that jams it into their body, they shouldn't be allowed to go to the hospital. And insurance should not cover it.
Listen, Zane, it's one thing to say you don't want to get the vaccine. It's another thing to say that we don't live in a free country anymore because you have to wear a mask and people are suggesting you get the vaccine. I mean, can you imagine if we could interview someone who actually lived in the country, not as a free citizen, like a slave, and the one thing they bitched about the most was the pants they had to wear? Are you fucking kidding me? Just think about how, do these people think about how ridiculous they sound in the grand scheme of things? Like, it's entitlement at the highest level. If you were able to post on Facebook that we don't live in a free country anymore, and you're not immediately taken out of your house and murdered for being able to say that publicly, you probably do live in a free country.
If we don't live in a free country, well, then I need the shock entertainment value of seeing the stormtroopers burst into my neighbor's house and drag him out and take him to the gulag. I need to see that happen. And to the long-winded answer to Joshua's question, Adam Deggie is a comedian.
Yeah.
And he's a dear friend of mine, even though he doesn't. Do you still do the Deggie draft? Because I have not yet been in the Deggie draft.
I do the Deggie draft in April when the NFL draft happens. Yes. I thought you were too cool for school, man. I didn't think you wanted anything to do with it, Zane.
Come on. Too cool for school. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean, you've never really been a sports guy. I know that you do the hockey thing for the Griffins or whatever, but you know, I've always felt like you're more of a book guy, you know?
Oh, Jesus. Well, definitely not a book guy.
I'm kidding. I tease.
I know it. I know you do. But I am pretty stoked about the NFL season this year, actually, for a lot of reasons. But getting back to your point about Tom Brady, it's just fantastic. And again, I don't know how he does it, because outside of his height, I mean, it isn't like he throws a very accurate ball.
It just goes to show you how underrated just skill and intelligence and experience and decision-making is. I mean, because from the beginning, from the day he, you know, was drafted, he was never a big arm guy who could throw the thing 80 yards or a guy who was super quick and athletic. He's just always been smart and been able to get it done. And apparently it doesn't matter which system he's in. I mean, granted, he's had a lot of talent around him, especially in Tampa Bay, but the dude's, he's great. You know, and when I say he's a good decision maker, what I mean is when the NFL said, please get the vaccine, he did.
There you go. It's we're getting back to that. to further your point, I think that one of the things about him that might be that makes him great is he might have some type of spider sense where he knows his receivers. He has a very short, small learning curve, quick learning curve to know how they behave so that he can read them. He knows exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not afraid to execute a throw or maybe stand in pressure knowing full well, if I just wait one split second longer, I can, and then I release the ball, then I will be able to do this.
So much of it is feel for the game, and he knows where to put the ball. You know, he obviously knows his playbook. He knows where his receivers want it, each individual receiver. And he can read a defense, obviously, really well. I mean, the dude's the GOAT for a reason, you know?
Right, right. And I'm not even sick of him now, because now he's gotten to a point where he's won so much. Now at age 44, I want to see if he can get to like 50.
I will say too, even as a Michigan fan, I was never a huge Brady guy, because the Patriots were so good for so long. They're like the Yankees of football. They just always won. And they were like very conservative, where there was like, you know, there's rules, or they seemed no fun or boring. But now Tampa Tom, though, he's talking shit. He's getting drunk. He's throwing the trophy from boat to boat. I love this new guy.
Yeah, yeah. I think. Can you imagine if he had a crash and burn scenario like Tiger Woods? The worst. Oh my God.
Well, that's the thing. He's squeaky clean. He's like the Tom Hanks of the sports world, where you're like, how can this guy be so perfect and be at, you know, perform at this high of a level for so long? There's got to be some dirt, you know.
But yeah, I know it.
And I'm sure people are looking for it, but nobody's found anything.
I kind of have a crush on him.
Oh my God. Yeah. The dude is perfect.
He was at the Hall of Fame induction. He's sitting there, and they referenced that he was there, and everybody starts booing him, and you could tell it was a respectful boo.
Yes.
And you have to
booed like that unless you have tormented every other franchise for 15 plus years.
Holy shit.
Like, yeah. I don't know that he has I'm willing to bet he doesn't have a losing record against more than like one or two teams. And those are the teams he's only played a handful of times and just for whatever reason lost more than he won. But
frankly, we need him to die in a helicopter crash so they can stop stop talking about Kobe. That's the,
I don't know what's going to have to happen. The dude is like, he sleeps in those cryogenic chambers and I'm sure plowing a supermodel. Some years to your life as well. So he's got a lot going for himself.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app. And oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Okay. Now, I want to talk about this. Did I read, was that true you had been canceled from your second comedy venue?
No, that was a total joke.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I was taken off one show at a venue.
I remember.
In the spring, but this last time was a total joke. I was supposed to do a show at Sullivan Field on the west side of Grand Rapids, and then I was offered to headline the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase this weekend, and you know, I like I just said, I've got the medical bills. I need the money. I've got a baby on the way, for Christ's sake.
I know it. I know it, man. I'm sorry. How is your lovely better half doing with that?
My wife is, she's hanging in there. She's had a lot on her plate, and she is, man, I don't think I've ever met a stronger person mentally and physically. She could definitely kick my ass.
I worked with her for quite some time at Cumulus. She was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, she's amazing, you know. So she's as as cool, calm, and collective as I could ask for in a pregnant wife.
When is the little one coming to town?
January. The baby boy's due. We're having a boy. Yeah. All right.
I'm stoked for you. And I remember the last time we had you on, it was just before your appearance at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Detroit. How did that go?
It went awesome, man. So the album that I recorded that week on my second comedy album is going to be released this October. It's going to be on iTunes, Spotify, all the platforms. It should be on SiriusXM radio. And I'm going to sell some download cards, maybe some CDs. I'm pretty excited about it. It's better than the first one, for sure. The first one was kind of... it was the first one. You're always better the second time. You know, when you lose your virginity, you're not that great. And then the second time, you're probably still terrible. But, you know, maybe by my third album, it'll be something enjoyable for women.
I've gotten to a point in the podcast where I kind of just, I know we're jumping around a little bit, but, and I want to see if you've considered this too. When it comes to sensitive topics that people get pissed off about, the one that comes to mind is vaccination, masks, COVID.
Of course. Yeah.
Somehow it's become
political, which is just insane to me.
It is. It absolutely is. I just let it fly. And then if they can handle it, great.
There's a lot of other countries that wear masks and get vaccinated and it hasn't been a problem. And they didn't vote for Biden because the election means nothing to them. So the fact that people think it's just this thing from the left is laughable.
Right. Well, I guess what I wanted to get to is do you avoid those topics or do you dive right in?
For the most part, you know what though? I actually have a promo video that I'm going to put out there pretty soon for my album, and it is me ranting on stage about how everybody thought 2020 was the worst year ever. And I say, you know, I actually got stage 3 cancer in 2019, so I didn't think it was that bad. But I'm sorry you couldn't dine in at Chick-fil-A for 6 months. That must have been real tough on you people.
That's excellent. That is excellent. Is your health, are we still in a weird spot? I mean,
no. So I had a second surgery under my right arm to remove about a dozen lymph nodes. Fortunately, only one of them came up with cancer, but they take the rest out as a precautionary measure. So I had a drainage tube in from surgery that ended up causing an infection that was probably the worst 48 hours I've had since I've been diagnosed. It could have been the tube and the infection, but it also could have just been side effects from the vaccine and the chip they put into me. But I finally got the tube out, and I'm going to physical therapy. My arm's kind of getting back to normal where the pain has subsided a little bit. And now I'm going to start treatment again, but it's going to be a different treatment than the first time, which is going to have a whole nother series of side effects. But it could be worse, man. It could be a lot worse.
Are you still considered a stage 3?
So technically, at the moment, I've got a scan Monday, but since they took that lymph node out of me, I'm technically, as far as things that they can see on a scan, cancer-free. Now, it's been 3 months since my last scan, so it could have made its way to my dick. I don't know yet.
Yeah, it probably did.
Yeah, which would explain why it's so girthy. But technically, you know, knock on wood, fingers crossed I'm cancer-free. We'll see how the scan goes. And there's a lot of things microscopic they can't see sometimes. But so technically, I'm no stage. And then the hope is it doesn't go back to the lymph nodes or something worse where it ends up in an organ. But I'm doing the treatment kind of as a clean sweep of the body to get anything they can't see on scans.
Shit.
So I could just do a wait and see approach, but you kind of weigh the pros with the cons.
Yeah. Yeah. And this all started with just a bump on your back or
mole on my back, man, that I had since I was a kid. So if I always say it, but if you've got something weird on your skin, and especially if it's changed shape, color, size, and it's not symmetrical, that's another sign. Definitely get that thing looked at. I procrastinated. I should have had it looked at years and years ago, and I didn't. And, obviously I'm in a not ideal situation now. So get your fucking skin looked at, Whitey.
Yeah, say no, man. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Fuck
you. You can't make me do it.
fuck no. What are you going to do? Keep me from dying? Are you having any problems on Facebook?
I've had a lot in the past. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to be better, but it's, I don't know, it's just so easy for me to rant and speak my mind. I'm trying to stick away from it. I really am, but it's hard.
I got in trouble again. I'm just finishing up a 7-day stint in the clink. And they actually said, they go, they actually sent me a message that you are about to be deplatformed.
Right.
Because as soon as you get nicked once, and the latest was I called the guy a dumb white ape. And it was, in response to the Rogan when he said he's taking.
Oh my God. The dewormer.
What,
yeah.
What a fucking asshole. I mean, are you serious?
I've been in the Facebook confinement, I think twice, maybe three times. But they've gotten softer. You used to be able to tell people they were stupid.
I know. And
all
so now,
usually all I do is say, sorry about your brain. And I've even gotten in trouble for that. It really depends on what you could almost say anything as long as nobody reports you. But once, when you have a platform like yourself and people are insecure and you do make them feel stupid because they are
stupid. That's absolutely true.
And yeah, when you tell somebody they're dumb and they're dumb, they get very upset. So then they report you. And then, you know, Facebook says, hey, I know this person is stupid and they probably do sleep with their siblings, but you can't tell them that.
Oh, shit. I love it so much. I think if I make the initial post, because the initial post said, pie-faced meathead anti-vaxxer encourages jam. And then I wrote, who's slightly more popular than me.
Just slightly, yeah.
Which is a joke. And it says jam horse, whatever. And then some of the people were even going, I can't believe you think he's only slightly more popular than you. And it's like, how
can you not understand the sarcasm?
My
right.
God.
But you gotta, I tell you what I've realized especially the last year, if not the previous four, is that at least half of the country is below average intelligence, Zane. At least half. I mean, can you remember being naive enough to think like, oh, there's only 10% of stupid people? And then you're like, oh, wait, no, it's half of us? Half of the people breathing, stealing our oxygen are fucking morons?
I think that the audience, that when I throw these trolls out and I'm trying to rile people up, and then people respond so pissed off.
Yeah,
and then
of course.
What I've noticed is, you know what doesn't happen? My reinforcements do not back me up. I've got about three that'll go, hey, yeah, wait a minute, but we're outnumbered and we get the fuck beat out of us every time.
People don't want to get in the middle of it, Zane.
Yeah. I mean,
not everybody is as aggressive as us. It's also, there's probably people are insane.
And it's like I'm surrounded. I'm sitting there throwing punches and they're sucker punching me and fucking calling me a rapist. And shit,
I mean,
like
God knows, you know, you've probably experienced road rage from some dude whose dad didn't hug him enough in a pickup truck.
Oh, yeah.
And there's millions of those guys and girls that are on the internet. And I mean, who knows with these people, man?
Yes.
I mean, if.
Yeah.
It's the same people who refuse to wear a mask because they won't live in fear, but they've got a gun in every corner of the house.
These are people who beat off to glamour shots of Ashley Babbitt.
Oh my goodness. Just cranking it to that Majori Green lady who, whatever her name is, what a batshit crazy woman she is.
I think you're talking about Marjorie Green, and she
there
is,
you go.
Oh God, is she
Majori, Marjorie, miserable, whatever her fucking name is.
Oh my God, what the fuck? All right. Listen, Deggy, I'm glad to have you on here. I want people to go to your website, but I don't know what it is off the top of my head. What do they do?
So, my website, like many of the freeways in West Michigan, is in construction.
Okay.
A change, but we'll be up hopefully by the end of the week. It's Adam dashdeggy.com. I can't ever remember. I've killed a lot of brain cells. But I am on all the social media. I've got the page on Facebook, Adam Deggy Comedy, and then Instagram. I'm even on the TikTok just because I've given up and I don't have respect for myself. And, you know, the Twitter as well. All the places that you can find me and comment how much you hate me and,
sure,
and you know, threaten me via instant message. Have at it, you know?
Good, good. Now, and it's D-E-G-I if you're looking for that.
Yes, sir.
Have you, is the new release that you recorded at Mark Ridley's, is that out right now?
It is not out. I'm gonna bug you to come back on here. It'll be out in October.
Okay, good. I would love to do that. And did I see right that you titled it Limp Nodes?
Yes, Limp Node, L-I-M-P nodes. It's kind of a play on words.
Yeah, it is.
I've had lymph nodes removed from each side of my body. And I call it lymph nodes because it's an old baby picture of me grabbing my
I see it.
Ween.
I saw that picture. It's really funny. So it'll work.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, excellent, man. I just want to bring you in here because it's just fun reconnecting with Adam Deggy.
Listen, I'll try to get your back next time. You text me, you let me know the next time these trolls are coming at you, and I'll post some dick pics or something.
To be fair, I mean, I troll them first. So I bring it on, and I don't care that they bring it back. They are entitled to their dumb shit opinions. I'm fighting a losing battle, and then I end up getting fucking muted for it.
You got the entitled part right. They are certainly entitled.
Yes. Okay. All right, Deggy, I appreciate you, man.
I love you, Zane. Take
love
it
you too. Say hi to your lovely better half, your lovely wife.
I will.
Okay, see you. There you go, Adam. Shit, yeah, Adam Deggy.